This is Monday the 2nd, 2018. We are hanging out in New Zealand. I'm here with Francesca, my old pal from Montezuma. And she had the privilege of visiting one of the schools that I'm working with last week. So I'd like to hear from Francesca. I'm going to pass her the orator stick. She's going to tell about her impressions and her thoughts on that school visit.
Hey. So, I'm going to talk about my visit to my first and only school that I've seen in New Zealand. So I am still processing the whole day. I got to go to this school in the morning before tea time, and then we left around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I got a really wonderful view of an elementary school class in New Zealand. So my first impressions were before I was walking on campus, I heard singing as I approached campus, and I saw a group of kids outside on the porch outside their classroom practicing a song, and I didn't understand the words to the song because it was in a language I didn't understand, Maori. So that was my first impression of a school in New Zealand. And then I walked into a class of about 40 first and second graders, and I couldn't take my eyes off the art of the kids, which was all over the place. I mean, it was there was this visual art that was, I mean, I could see self-portraits along the walls and hanging up on strings. I could see I think sculptures, 3D sculptures around. They were doing a math lesson when I walked in the classroom, and they were counting on by 19, starting at 37. They were doing an amazing job of that. I was looking at the kids, and they were all curious and inquisitive and kind. I did see one child that was sort of taken out of the group when I first walked in, and he was taken out of the group because he chose not to participate with what the rest of the kids were doing, and he wasn't shamed for it. He wasn't marginalized for it. He was just, you know, out of the group, and that was okay with everybody. So, as I started to get to know the kids and listen to the kids, I was amazed by the variety of sort of accents that I heard, languages that I heard. There was one child that I talked to that I could tell didn't understand a word I was saying, and really didn't understand a word that his other students were saying either. But he was bright-eyed and curious, and you know, healthy looking and seemed happy. So, anyway, it was really, what I came away with was, again, was songs, was lots of singing. I mean, I think I heard 3 to 4 songs that the kids sang while I was with them that day. So I heard a song when I came onto campus, and then I heard a song when they said thank you to a speaker that came to the school. And everybody knew this song, and it was completely in the Maori language. And they had hand actions and body actions to go with the song. And everybody knew the song really well. And then at the end of the day, they sang another song. So I remember singing, and I remember kids feeling free to talk and to interact with each other and with their teachers. I remember kindness. I remember the teachers never raising their voice at the children. I remember their curiosity. I remember so much of a language that I had no idea what was being said. And I remember their willingness to take risks, and the willingness to try things, and the concept that it was okay to make mistakes, and it was a great experience. I also remember the teachers were really interesting to talk to, and very dedicated to learning more about teaching, and it was a great experience. That's all I can say right now.
Thank you, Francesca.